right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel nothing right now. It's day to day, though. I'm feeling pretty good, though. Yeah, so.
What were you able to do today?
I was able to do everything. You know, little by little, you know, like I said, it's going to be day to day, step by step. So it's getting better every day, man. So, you know, me in my head, I'm going to be ready for Sunday. I'm already ready for Sunday. You know, it just depends how I go, and coach is going to let me know, you know, what I need to do.
Trey, you said you took a helmet there initially?
Yeah.
So you didn't twist it or anything, or did it get worse?
I think it did get worse as the game went along. Because it happened early in the game. You know, I just tried to fight through it, you know, and make sure I was out there for my teammates. And, you know, but as the game went on, I didn't want to, you know, do anything to jeopardize my teammates. And, you know, coach did the right thing, and he made sure that I was taken care of and made sure that, you know, Montario was in the game and doing what he do best.
Is it just a matter of playing with a little pain? Or if you get hit in the same spot, there's no way to treat it other than play with it?
Nah, there's nowhere to treat it for real. You just got to play with it and... You know, it really just comes with, you know, how much pain you can tolerate. And for me, I'm just going to be, you know, ready for Sunday and ready to go for the whole game.
Do you wear different equipment, flak jacket, whatever?
Yeah, I'm going to wear different equipment. They're going to have a like, little special little padding for me on my ribs and stuff like that. I mean, but, you know, my game is not going to be no different. I'm still going to play physical and, you know, play hard-nosed football, smash my football. So that's what I, you know, was brought up to do. And that's how I know how to play football.
So you're definitely playing in your mind. You're not going to let the trainers or the coaches talk you out of it.
You know, well, I'm going to try not to let the coaches tell me, you know, I can't play. But, you know, definitely in my mind, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to be out there. You know, I want to be out there with my team, and I want to be out there fighting with them and you know, playing every down with them, you know, and when they usually see me in. I mean, so, you know, in my head, most definitely I'm playing.
Did you have a broken rib?
I'm gonna let coach explain that to y'all. So it's more college though. It's not on the rib for it's more cartilage. So I'm gonna let coach explain that to y'all. And you know we really can't really talk about the injuries like that.
Have you ever experienced anything like that before?
Nah, not really. I've never really experienced nothing like that. So it's new to me. I mean, but I've been injured before, and I done played with an injury and came back in a week. Came back in 2 or 3 weeks with. A knee scope, so, but, you know, like I said, in my head, I'm going to be ready for the game.
Well, I was going to say, Marisic takes a lot of flack for dropping passes because it's the one thing everyone sees, but could you talk about him as a lead blocker? Have you gotten used to running behind him?
Talking about Owen?
Marisic, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, Owen, you know, he's taking, you know, a rap for, you know, dropping passes, but we can't put that all on. That's, you know, that's a lot of pressure out there, man, and... No, Owen, I love running behind him. Man, he's always open holes up for us, and he's always leading me through the hole. And he's always making the right decision on, you know, who the Mike is and who the Sam is and, you know, making the right contact and, you know, getting up underneath their pads and making sure that, you know, we get through the hole, you know, and breaking, you know, long runs. You know, if it's not long runs, it's good enough games, you know, to get a first down. So, like I said, I love having him in front of me, and, I, you know, I'm 100% behind him.
Was running behind a fullback, did you do that much at Alabama?
At Alabama, we use our tight ends for fullbacks, for real. And, you know, we motion them in and motion them out, and we use them as fullbacks. Sometimes we have a fullback in there, big Justin Fowler we had in there as a fullback. I mean, but most of the time we used our tight ends and put them in fullback positions.
The Jets had some success running on the Colts last week. What do you see from that you guys can duplicate?
They got a good defense, and, you know, Jets had a lot of success. I mean, but we got to, you know, make sure that we do not the exact same thing as them, but we got to do something better, you know, much better than what the Jets did, you know, to win this ball game. You know, we're still a working process team, and, you know, they're working, you know, for everything too. So they're out there just like we are, and they're making sure that they're doing everything they can to stop us. So. For us, we just got to make sure that we get a lot of penetration, you know, running through each gap we can get. You know, we got to get what they give us.
Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner addressed you guys today for the first time. This is, you know, the new management team. Do you think this thing finally being resolved, at least to this point, can lift you guys? I mean, what kind of effect does it have on the players?
You know, for some guys, I think it's a big relief. And, you know, from other guys, you know, me, myself, I just think it's, you know, I'm glad we got the stuff over with. You know, it's just, you know, football for me, man. And, you know, it's just work for us. And so that, you know, once everybody know that, and notice that everything's calmed down now, and you know, we just gotta, you know, stay on the right track and, you know, just keep going and just keep fighting. You know, this season can be 101 of them turnaround seasons, and say that. But it's not the same Cleveland Browns as y'all seen in the first beginning of the half or the first quarter of the half or of the season. This is a whole nother team, and you know, and they out there having fun and out there winning.
Trent, now that you guys have had a taste of winning, how important is it for you to get it again this week?
It's very important. You know, once you get that taste in your mouth, you don't want to go back to losing. And that's one thing that, you know, we try to put in each other's head around here, that, hey, we got this taste now, so hey, let's keep on biting off this, you know, piece of chicken or whatever, you know, whatever it is, man. We got to keep on getting this fruit, you know. And so, man, it's because when you get that good taste in your mouth, man, you don't want nothing else but that great taste.
Why do you say it's not the same Cleveland Browns as 3-4 weeks ago?
You know, I think, you know, from the last game, we learned how to finish the game. You know, we started off, you know, kind of shaky in the beginning, but we finished strong. You know, that's one thing. So we put the whole game together. We start off as and finish strong. I think that we'll be a much better team than in the first 3 weeks of football.
Now, the tip was one to teach you that all the tip was one game.
I mean, no, like I said, it's still a work in process. You know, I said it's still going to take time. I mean, but you know, once you got that taste in your mouth, you don't want to go back to that old way.
If you do find that you need a little bit of a breather, do you feel like you can go do that knowing that Monterio can come in?
Oh, yeah, I have no worries when Monterio's in there. Any one of our running backs, I have no worries. They all do what they're supposed to do. They train hard. They practice hard just like, you know, just as well as I do. So, and I know they're practicing even harder. You know, and knowing that they got to go in, and knowing that, you know, any time in the game that, you know, I might need a breath. And so they on their jobs. And so they've been doing it before I was here, and they still doing the same thing, and they doing it much better now.
Did you learn anything at all from when you watch? I mean, not that this might sound kind of crazy, but did you learn, pick up anything at all from watching Monterio run the other day?
Oh, man, you know, just in my head, I haven't got to play a game with him fully yet. This was my first time really getting to play a full game with him, and him running, me and him going in at the same time. You know, I just know that he's a fighter, and you know, I have seen him play in college, but you know, just to see it right there and be on the same team as him, just know that he's a fighter, and he's always got my back at all time.
Trent, was the rib just sore on Sunday, or were you having trouble breathing?
It was both. I mean, so it was difficult at times to, you know, to breathe, but you know, once I got my breath back, you know, I was ready to go. And, you know, it was some stuff that I felt like, you know, I'm not going to put the team in jeopardy just because, you know, I want to be greedy or, you know, I want to be out there all the time. So I just, you know, let Terrio do his thing, and he did an excellent job of what he was doing.